Our Easter season draws to a conclusion with this great feast, the Feast of Pentecost. And so let us go back 53 days ago. 53 days ago, the apostles were all gathered together in the upper room. And Jesus washed their feet. And he gave them the commandment of love, instructing them what true love looks like. He gave them his body and blood in the Eucharist for the very first time. He ordained them priests so that through them he could continue to work that same miracle of transubstantiation so as others could be fed with his body and blood. 53 nights ago, Jesus gathered in the upper room with his disciples and he prayed for them. He prayed for them to his Father that they might be one. He prayed for them that the Father would protect them from the evil one. He prayed for them that they may be consecrated to the truth. He prayed for them that all those who would hear the gospel through them might also be one and believe in him. But what happened when the apostles left that upper room that night? They all went out and abandoned the Lord. Right after receiving Mass, right after receiving our Lord within, right after their priestly ordination, Judas sold Jesus, valuing him less than 30 pieces of silver. The other apostles ran away from the Garden of Gethsemane, terrified of what might happen to them. And Peter, for whom the Lord had prayed personally, he denied even knowing our Lord. The next day, all but John were still hiding when love personified was crucified, tortured, killed upon a cross. Jesus had prepared them for 3 years about what would happen to him, about what they were called to do, about how they were called to participate in his mission. But none of that preparation, none of Jesus' prayers, not even the gift of the Eucharist itself sufficed to keep them faithful. They fell away, every last one of them. Today, 53 days from that Holy Thursday meal, we see those same apostles gathered in the upper room, that same upper room. Jesus has ascended into heaven, and the apostles have huddled with the Blessed Mother Mary for 9 days in that upper room, huddled with the Blessed Mother to learn from her how to be with Jesus, learning from her how to pray, learning from the Blessed Mother how to say yes with your whole body, mind, and soul to the mission of redemption. This time, they leave the upper room and begin to preach the gospel fearlessly. 3,000 people were converted that very first day. The same apostles who had scattered like frightened children from the garden now gather the children of God together in Christ. The same Peter, who had denied knowing Jesus in order to keep himself warm by the fire, is now on fire confessing that same Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of the living God, though crucified, victorious, and the world's only Redeemer. Those same disciples, who were too ashamed to appear at the foot of the cross on Calvary, now boldly proclaim God's merciful love made manifest through the cross. I think we have to ask ourselves, what was different? What changed during those 53 days? Certainly, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead had filled them with great joy and given them a certain confidence. Doubtlessly, the example and the tutelage of the Blessed Mother had helped them. But what could make these people turn from chickens into shepherds, turn from cowards into willing martyrs, so soon, so instantaneously? The answer is what, but more precisely whom, we celebrate today. The Holy Spirit. On Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit worked a miracle and descended upon each of the apostles, and through them descended upon the whole church. This made all the difference. They received the Holy Spirit's help to boldly proclaim Jesus, to boldly proclaim the fullness of truth, which is Jesus. The Holy Spirit came down upon them as tongues of fire in a mighty wind. Tongues, so that they could speak. Fire, because they were to speak words with passion and burning love. And the apostles received that gift, and they responded to that gift. Our Lord had promised that the Holy Spirit He would send would teach them all things, would lead them to all truth, would remind them of everything that He had taught them, and prove that the world was wrong. Wrong about sin, wrong about death, wrong about all that matters in life. That the world is wrong about judgment, wrong about holiness, and that Jesus is the truth. That though the world had rejected Jesus, they would now be filled with the courage to overcome the rejection of the world. And we see that filled with the Holy Spirit, they accepted and began that mission. The Acts of the Apostles had begun. The Acts of the Apostles continues, my brothers and sisters, in our own day. God desires to write more chapters through you, with you, in your life. The wind of Pentecost still blows. The fire of the Holy Spirit still burns. Each of us needs to let the Holy Spirit in to our hearts and souls and minds to allow Him to do His work. Each of us needs to allow the Holy Spirit to bring about a similar miracle in our lives, that personal Pentecost which each of us needs. Too often we are like the apostles on Holy Thursday. We come to Mass. Jesus prays for us. He feeds us with His flesh and blood. But when we leave the upper room, we effectively leave Him behind, giving in to various denials, perhaps for comfort, like Peter, perhaps out of fear, like the other apostles, perhaps even out of love for material possessions, like Judas. But for whatever reason, we abandon the Lord and are not crucified daily with Him. For this is what our mission is: to give witness to the whole world that Jesus is the Savior, that Jesus is the truth, and that He is worth living for, turning our lives over for in conversion, that He is even worth dying for. Dying in whatever manner of life we had been living that needs to go so that we can live with Him. That needs to die so that He can live in us. Proclaiming this gospel is doubtlessly not easy. Many reject Christ. Many more reject His teachings and His church. And that's only speaking about the Catholics. What about the rest of the world? We see the evidence all around us. Father and I were just speaking earlier about what we saw happened in Ireland this week. Catholics rejecting Jesus, rejecting His teachings, rejecting His church. If the church rejects our Lord, how can we expect the world to accept Him by our witness, which is so contradictory? But my brothers and sisters, look to this feast of Pentecost and see what happens. The world had rejected Jesus. And the apostles knew it. But filled with the Holy Spirit, those ordinary men of Galilee, fishermen, a tax collector, a motley crew, if you would say, changed the world. Fearlessly proclaimed Jesus Christ and changed the world, toppled governments and changed the very culture in which they lived forever. You and I have an advantage then, because we can look to the past and see what Christianity lived should look like. They didn't have that advantage. We have great hope because we have seen a culture of death die in the face of living Christians, as we saw Rome die and decline so as to give birth to Christendom. You and I have an advantage because we know through the witness of 2,000 years of saints that Catholicism is true and that it can change lives and that success is possible in the face of darkness, death, and despair. You and I are just simply called to allow Pentecost into our hearts so that we can change this world. The key is accepting the Holy Spirit and giving Him our obedience to act through us, with us, in us. Those first 120 believers in one room in Jerusalem, that's all the more there were of one heart and one mind. Convinced, as St. Paul said in the first reading, that the Holy Spirit was descending on each of them as an individual so that they could act as one body. They prayed together with the Blessed Mother for God to send forth the Holy Spirit to empower their actions. Can we, all of us here, those of us in this church here at Our Lady of Hope, but indeed we need the whole world, can we do the same, following the example of the Blessed Mother? Turn to our Heavenly Father who promises to send the Holy Spirit into our hearts and give Him our obedience. Yes, Lord, may it be done unto me according to Thy word, so that through that same Holy Spirit, the world can be renewed.